Hey everybody, Coach John here with your daily thought on a Monday, May 13th, 2024. Happy Monday to you. Saw this posted from Coach Bob Starkey, connections to LSU. It's just a great reminder, simple reminder. I'm hoping this will be quick today. This is from William James. Double check, William James, the American philosopher and psychologist. Born in 1842 and passed away in 1910, right? Guy was around for a while, right? And made an impact so that I knew enough to look him up, right? And I've heard his name before. But this post from Coach Starkey, from William James, this quote, "The greatest discovery of my generation is that a human being can alter his life or her life by altering their attitude," right? By altering their attitude. It's something that I look back on. There's a lot of days I have a crappy attitude at times. I'm trying to pull the reins in and not have it last too long, right? But it kind of goes along with this theme recently for me on the importance of picking up tidbits along the way, picking up help. Picking up knowledge, picking up things that will help you grow every day, right? Bits and pieces, 30 seconds here, 5 minutes there, intentionally spending the time to keep getting better and realizing that we can change our attitude, our outlook, right? Our effort. And again, two things all of us can control. You don't have to be an athlete to do this, right? Is our effort and our attitude. Okay? We can change our attitude at any time. Perspective helps. Having good people around you help. Again, you know, surrounding yourself with people that care about you, that have your best interest in their hearts, that encourage you. But again, you do the same for them. That was a message recently from George Kittle. There's hope in this. There is, boy, when I read this, I'm encouraged that it's simple to do, changing your attitude, right? But not easy all the time, okay? It takes effort and choice and intent, and you have to work on it. And there's some days you work on it and you have a great attitude and things are going great. You're thinking well, relationships are good. You're spending your time well, you're having fun, right? You're getting through problems and challenges rather unscathed, successful, maybe learning. And then there's other days it's opposite, where you do struggle and challenges come up and they do knock you down and they do derail you. And maybe relationships, there's some arguments going on and there's some hurt feelings. And but man, it's powerful, it's hopeful, and maybe just me. I don't know. I find a smile on my face, a feeling in my heart, in my soul that it's good. It's a good thing. I'm encouraged. I don't know what else to say other than it gives me strength to keep going. It gives me strength to keep battling and to, you know, when I see my wife after work or after a long day of us doing separate things, we come back together. I look forward to seeing how her day went or catching up with her or tell her exciting news or if she had a rough day to help her. If I had a rough day, she helps me to look forward together for an upcoming trip or a getaway. Same thing with my daughter. Same thing with reaching out to my son. I got to do that a little bit more often since he lives on the other side of the country. It's just powerful, powerful stuff. The greatest discovery of my generation is that a human being can alter his or her life by altering his or her attitude. We have that power, you guys. We have that power, okay? Good stuff. Go out and change your attitude if you need to, right? Or keep building it if it's awesome, right? Keep doing what you gotta do to change that. And we do have power to do that. We have a choice, you guys. We have a choice. And it does matter. It does matter for sure. Okay. All right, you guys. Hey, keep smiling. Keep working hard and everything that you're doing. Keep working on remembering, change that attitude, invest in yourself, right? Find those things that lift you up and not put you down, okay? And share it with others, okay? All right, you guys, take care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.